All right, today we're going to talk about emotional eating. And this is probably the main behavior that causes the most problems for people. Because, you know, if you only ate when your body needed nourishment, you'd be at your natural weight. The problem happens when we use food to change the way that we're feeling. So if we get lonely or depressed or stressed out, and we use food to make ourselves feel different, to make ourselves feel a little better for a little while. And so we need to recognize this process and we need to solve it. And the first step to solving it is this, that we need to appreciate the fact that we associate emotions to food and we associate them in a way that has nothing to do with each other. You know, it's very Pavlovian where he rings the bell and the dog salivates, even though they have nothing to do with each other, but it's become a conditioned response. And the same thing has happened to us in our culture. Now, part of it is through advertising. I mean, if you watch any ad, they're basically trying to associate emotions to their food. Right? Mountain Dew is great with this. They take their sugary drink in their commercials, and they'll always show, you know, young kids doing crazy stunts, you know, on skateboards or bikes or snowboards. And what happens is we associate that sugary drink with being young and having fun and doing adventurous things, even though they have nothing to do with each other. And so that is one way that we're affected with associations. And the other way is through our experiences. So, you know, if you were younger and you used to go out and get ice cream with your family or friends, then you can associate that feeling of connection to the ice cream. And 20 years later, you could be feeling lonely or sad, and you might think of ice cream, not just because it tastes good, but because it brings back some of these feelings into your nervous system. And so these are two ways that our associations are linked to emotional eating. But the thing we need to understand is that a lot of times these associations have no basis in truth anymore. And we need to recognize this or else we become emotionally malnourished. What I mean is, you know, you go home and you're bored and you use food as a form of entertainment to keep yourself, you know, stimulated. If you look at that objectively, that process on a scale of 1 to 10, how entertaining is that? How stimulating is that relying on the food? You know, what level of entertainment are you getting from eating that food? And usually it's a pretty low level. So if we keep doing that, if we keep relying on that behavior to fulfill our emotional needs, again, we become malnourished emotionally. And you don't want that. So here's the process we use to deal with emotional eating. First off, it usually runs in patterns. So right now, I want you to think to yourself your daily, weekly patterns of emotional eating. It might be, you know, times when you get home from work and you're totally overwhelmed and just you got nothing left. And so you just eat to take your mind off of that. You might be stressed out and you eat to take your mind off that. Lonely, bored, all of these emotions that kind of trigger these eating responses. So I want you to think about, what are your emotional eating patterns on a typical day, a typical week? Maybe you're home on Friday and you're done with the week, and so now it's your reward to eat. So think about the patterns. And now I want you to think about the emotional state you're in that you want to get out of. So the negative emotional state you're in. You're stressed, lonely, bored, depressed, whatever, in that situation. And then I want you to think about what you get out of eating. So sometimes, you know, it may be entertainment. Sometimes, you know, you may feel some form of connection from eating. You know, maybe you used to do this, you know, with your mom. You used to sit down and eat Oreo cookies at night, and that association sticks years later. So there could be some positive emotional thing you get out of that behavior, or it could just be something you do to take your mind off of things. Okay, so you may be using it as a distraction. And now I want you to think about what positive emotion you would like to feel in that situation. So if you're bored at night, that's why you eat, and you'd like to do something interesting or entertaining or exciting, then identify that behavior or that emotion you'd like to feel. Okay? And now think about some ways that you could actually feel that emotion in a genuine way. So if you're bored at night and you want to feel something, you want to feel excitement, what are some ways you could feel excitement? Right? Could you hang out with a friend? Could you read a book? Could you, you know, learn something new? It's up to you to figure out what that thing's going to be. But this is the basic process. Recognize your patterns. recognize the emotional state you're in when you're starting to overeat, and then recognize what emotional state you ideally want to get into, and then begin identifying other ways to actually feel that emotion. So this works great. There's a great example of how this can work. So say you're a stress eater. Every time you get stressed, you're eating to take your mind off it because you think it relaxes you. So we say, okay, I'm stressed. I want to relax. I've been using food to do that. And now begin thinking, how can I feel a deep, genuine sense of relaxation? Maybe you think, you know, I could do some yoga. I could get a massage. You know, I could go sit in a hot tub somewhere. And then think about that level of relaxation, that genuine, real level of relaxation. And so now it becomes not a process of saying no to emotional eating. It becomes a process of how can I truly, genuinely, intensely feel these emotions that I'm craving so badly? And that becomes the focus. It's still a focus on what you want and changing and feeling the way that you want to feel, but you're going to do it in a better way that's way more satisfying. So think about this today. Take some time and put some effort into this because it'll pay off tremendously for you. And it'll give you a completely new control over your emotional eating that you probably have never had before. So remember, have a great day. Nothing tastes as good as thin feels, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.